Hello, friends. Welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today, we're going to dig into a question that's both humbling and convicting. What kind of leader am I? And is it who God has called me to be? Because let's be honest, leadership isn't just about titles or even platforms. It's about the influence. And every one of us is leading somebody. Whether it's a child, a classroom, a team, or just by the way we live. But are we leading from our calling or from our comfort? So let's dig into this. Now, it's easy to assume leadership means strength, charisma, and control. The world rewards boldness, image, and even ego. But when we take a step back and hold up a mirror, especially the mirror of Scripture, sometimes what we see doesn't match what God had in mind. Sometimes we lead out of fear instead of out of faith. Sometimes we lead for approval instead of purpose. Sometimes we just go through the motions instead of walking in the Spirit with authority. So the question is, are we leading in the way God is called, or just the way we learned from the world? Now let's point out a few common traps that we can fall into as leaders. The first, we all do this, the people pleaser leader. I know, tongue twister. Always saying yes, driven by applause, afraid of disappointing anybody. Galatians 1:10 says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." Second, the performance-based leader ties their worth to productivity. Feels the need to prove something. This leader burns out fast and forgets that leadership is about being before doing. Jesus said in John 15:5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Third, the controlling leader wants to have all the answers, struggles to trust others, or even God. But Proverbs 3:5 reminds us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." God designs for our leadership. Now let's take a change here. What does God's leadership actually look like? It's not about being the loudest voice in the room. It's about being the most surrendered. And here's what Scripture actually shows us. The servant leadership, Mark 10:45. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." Jesus redefined leadership not as power over people, but sacrifice for people. Humble leadership, Philippians 2:3. "Do nothing out of selfish ambition, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." Spirit-led leadership, Romans 8:14. "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Leadership that lasts isn't built on ego, it's built on obedience. Now here's some examples of call leaders based on the Bible. Moses, reluctant, insecure, but called. God didn't choose Moses for his eloquence. He chose him because of his heart and willingness. Exodus 4. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. David, a shepherd before he was a king. He led with a heart after God's own. 1 Samuel 13:14. not just strategy. Paul, once a persecutor, then a preacher. His leadership came from deep transformation, and his message was grounded in grace and truth. And the best one, Jesus, the ultimate example. He washed feet. He wept. He carried the cross, and he led with love. Now let's take a moment and reflect. I hope you have your journal with you, because I want you to write down these questions, answer them with you and God. Am I leading with pride or with humility? Humility. Sorry, I'm a little tired this morning. Am I chasing influence or responding to a call? Do I lead from a place of intimacy with God or just instinct and habit? And last, who am I becoming as I lead? And remember, it's not about shame, it's about realignment. God is gracious, and he's always inviting us back to his design. So friends, if leadership has worn you out, maybe it's because you've been trying to carry it in your own strength. If you've been leading out of fear, God wants to remind you, you are chosen. If you've been leading for validation, he wants to remind you, you are already approved. God isn't looking for perfect leaders, he's looking for surrendered ones. So let him reshape your heart so you can lead from the overflow of his presence, not the pressure of performance. Let's close out with this prayer. Father, thank you for entrusting us with influence. Whether it's big or small, forgive us for the times we led out of pride, fear, or insecurity. Help us to lead like Jesus with humility, courage, and love. Remind us that leadership is not about being impressive, about being faithful. We center our hearts in your word, in your spirit, and your purpose. Shape us into the kind of leaders you can trust, leaders who follow you first. Excuse me. In Jesus' name, amen. This episode touched you anyway. Please share it with somebody. Leave your comments down below, prayer requests, and I'll try to answer the best I can. Thank you. God bless you. Stay rooted in your word. Stay prayed up and stay praised up. God bless you.